I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even as Time magazine readers named Iranian women as heroes of the year, global leaders will vote tomorrow on ousting Iran from the United Nations' top women's rights body. Meanwhile, protests continue despite Iran's crackdown. The government publicly executed the second activist in just 5 days. We've disguised the voice of Reza with Global Catalytic Ministries for security purposes.
The riots that we're seeing inside of Iran has so much tenacity in it because it's a human rights issue. Everyone in the country has a sister, you know, has a mother, has a daughter that's affected by this.
GCM is raising $2 million to support the underground church in Iran. Visit us online to help them make disciples in the darkest places on earth and pray the Lord would use Iran's chaos to introduce many people to Christ.
The government is very much knowing that they're losing power. Now, where is it going to lead or what's going to happen? Honestly, only God knows.
And Bethlehem Bible College will explore rulers of ancient Palestine in a new course, Herods in the Holy Land. The course will cover Herod the Great and also his sons and grandsons. The Herods ruled in the 1st century B.C. and the 1st century A.D., including the time of Jesus' ministry. Haytham Diak says,
those had a wide impact, especially in the Bible, and each one of them did something in some way or another. So we thought that truly there is a Herod heritage. Now, of course, the biggest heritage of Herod is Herod the Great, his building, his legacy.
The course contrasts the Herods with the kingdom of Jesus. The Herods constructed buildings, but Jesus builds a people. The Herods rule through force, but Jesus through love. Learn more about the course at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.